It is coming up on 8:11, community conversation time, and we are joined this morning by Michelle from the Volunteer Center of Washington County and Rhonda Corliss from Elevate. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, here we are on kind of a dreary little Thursday morning, but what are you going to do, right?
Well, you know, Rick, talking with you is a little bit of sunshine. So
yes.
There we go.
I would have to agree with that.
Spread it on thick early in the morning.
Yes.
We need to fertilize, I guess, as we go. So where do you want to start this morning, Michelle?
Yeah, I'd like to start with talking with Rhonda about Elevate. So, Rhonda, can you tell the listeners a little bit about Elevate, the mission of the organization, and why it is an important part of our community?
Sure. You know, people think about Elevate, they think about substance abuse issues and mental health, but basically, you know, we all have the desire to live the best life we can, or, you know, to be healthy, to happy, those things. But sometimes we may need help doing that. Elevate guides and empowers individuals, families, and communities to effectively address substance use and mental health challenges. We are a resource for residents in Washington, Waukesha, and Sheboygan counties. So, yeah, we've kind of grown over the last year a lot. We offer prevention, intervention, and access to treatment for alcohol and drug concerns, as well as mental health stabilization services. So, you know, even with COVID, it's been a little rocky for some folks. You know, I think anyone's mental health has kind of been affected, as far as, you know, it's kind of dark and dreary, and you feel isolated, and all the thoughts and concerns financially, or what if, you know, can occur and happen. And a lot of those take a toll on us, whether it's mentally or physically. And that's what Elevate's here to address, a lot of those issues. You know, I think when I think about what we bring to the community is, you know, there's so many great nonprofits in the area, but I think Elevate probably is kind of takes the lead on substance abuse prevention and just access to treatment, whether it's mental health, any type of behavioral health concerns that people may have. You know, they can just call the number and they'll get hooked up.
And you guys have a great presence in our school system as well, correct?
We do. Through the prevention programming, there's a lot of, you know, alcohol and drug type classes. It's called Too Good for Drugs. I believe that's in the 5th, 6th, and 7th grades. And then in the high school level, we have, of course, the Peers for Peers that has been around for over 40 years in Washington County high schools, in all their high schools, actually.
So, Rhonda, I have a question. People are feeling concerned, can they refer themselves to you? Can they pick up the phone and call you, or do they need to be referred by somebody else?
They can. It depends on the situation. Sometimes who people refer themselves to is they might have, you know, they might be depressed or, you know, whatever. And I would say call the main number, and then, because it's kind of a case by case situation. And depending on, it might be that, you know, if you have a referral from someone else, the cost might be cheaper. Or, you know, when you answer the phone, the person can help kind of guide you which direction it would be. But I think almost 100% of the cases, the receptionist is able to get you started on the right path for services, whether that's through Elevate or through someone else's doors.
All right. And we should mention that you're still down in Jackson, right?
You know, it's kind of interesting. We've grown so much that we still have our location in Jackson, and that's our administrative office, so that's where I work out of. But we do have a West Bend office now. The West Bend office is in River Shores, where River Shores YMCA is along there, and that is where all of our case managers work out of, because we now have a drug court. Yippee for Washington County. We have a drug court, and we have a treatment and diversion programming for opioids. You know, if you're arrested with opioids, you have the option of doing treatment and diversion versus incarceration in our county now. So a lot of those services are run out of the West End office just because it's closer to the court systems.
And
but we still have our location in Jackson as well.
All right. Well, that makes sense. And now I remember a news release on the West Bend facility. In fact, I just
And the phone number stays the same. Our phone number is 262-677-2216, and that gets you to both offices.
All right. And so you've made some changes because of COVID, and you've also had some events that have also not been able to happen.
That's right, but we're trying to get creative. So one of the cool things, at least one of the things that I'm proud of as far as that Elevate's been able to do since the pandemic, we've been able to keep our doors open from day one. So, you know, basically what that means for, you know, of course we were considered an essential business and we were to stay open. But a lot of times, you know, you have to reduce your services or you have to do something like that. And we didn't reduce a single thing. We were able to, in March of 2020, we transitioned all of our appointments to telehealth. You know, it's kind of like when you go to the doctor and they have you call in. So all the case managers flipped over to the telehealth appointments. So no appointments were ever canceled or rescheduled. And then for the prevention classes in the schools and coalition meetings, we moved to just virtual, you know, Zoom meetings, and none of those were canceled as well. So I think that's, you know, being a strong presence, part of that means, you know, not going anywhere and being able to, I guess, trust that the doors are going to stay open and you're going to be able to get the services you need regardless. You know, because everyone agreed, and you know, everyone, even at the county, whether you look at all of our funders, everyone agreed that through this pandemic, these services have to be available to residents.
That speaks a lot to your organization, and we're lucky to have you as part of our community. So thank you for the hard work that was put in 2020 and 2021 so far. I know it was a pivot year, and it just goes to show that your organization is committed to its mission.
Yes.
Yeah.
We definitely are.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about fundraisers and or events you have coming up.
Okay. Well, one thing we did this winter, you know, we have the Mardi Gras. We always had, in the past, we've done like a Mardi Gras event. It's basically Mardi Gras was the theme, but it was unmasking addiction is basically, you know, trying to come up with a theme that matches, you know, the mission is always a challenge, but that's what we had come up with. And so we were unable to do that, but we kept the silent auction and did all that virtually. And you know, if nothing else, it was just to keep a presence out there. Probably our most successful fundraiser that we've done for the last 8 years is our Under the Influence of Adrenaline Marathon. And we weren't able to do that, of course, last year, but we are doing it this year. And it's going to be July 17th on the Eisenbahn Trail, as always. And it's going to be a full marathon, a half marathon, and a quarter marathon. And you can go to register. You can register as teams or you can register as singles at www.adrenalineraces.org. So please get out there and get active. Hopefully by July, we won't have much of a problem. And, you know, you just run 6 feet away from the other guy and it should work out.
And I'm guessing that you probably have some needs for volunteers for that event and also for other things as well.
Very definitely. Probably, and that is our biggest event. We usually have over 100 volunteers for that event, you know, just to help with passing out water, to be a cheering presence at the finish line, to have inspirational signs along the way, to have people standing at the corners directing traffic because, you know, I can't even imagine running myself for a marathon. But if I was, I'd probably be delirious and I wouldn't know which way to turn. So, you know, having a person on a lot of those corner turns, you know, like on County H and through Kewaskum and all those kind of things is essential. And we rely 100% on volunteers for that. And that's our big event. Of course, there's other opportunities like through Calm Harbor, which is our mental health stabilization home in West Bend. You know, if you're a person who just likes to bake cookies and, you know, provide a meal, there's usually four or five, residents there as well, that are just working on their own personal stabilization concerns. But, you know, drop cookies off, drop a meal off if that would be greatly appreciated as well.
And they can sign up on that through your site and also, I'm guessing, through the Volunteer Center website.
Yes, both should be available. My website is www.elevateu.org. So the Elevate You part is spelled out. So ELEVATEYOU.org.
All right.
And all of those opportunities are on there.
All right. Sounds good. And, of course, we know, Michelle, that what the website is for the Volunteer Center.
Yeah, volunteernow.net.
All right. Shall we move on to what's going on at the Hub?
Absolutely. So April brings a new group of tip jar recipients that we highlight. April's nonprofits are Chicks for a Cause, Elevate, Friends Incorporated, and Washington County Planning and Parks Department. So those four nonprofits will, throughout the month of April, be benefiting from the tip jar in the Hub. So I checked this morning to see what the tip jar total is at, and we are over $91,000. And those tips at the Hub directly benefit local nonprofits. So that's exciting. That's a little milestone, I think.
That's huge.
Yeah. And even though the Hub is raising funds for our own expansion project right now, we are dedicated to continue our support of other nonprofits through our community tip jar. So a huge thank you to everyone who has given a little or a lot to the Hub tip jar, because it really proves that change really does add up.
All right. And also, speaking of change, the expansion project is continuing.
It is. So for people who aren't aware of what the Hub expansion project is, we were able to purchase the building at 303 Water Street, and that is home to the Hub Coffee Shop and the Volunteer Center of Washington County. So the expansion project will include a new community kitchen build-out, which, you know, will bring people together like food does. We envision different nonprofits coming in and having a guest chef, or we're teaching the community about healthy eating, things like that. Gathering space for meetings, for groups, for parties, and our outdoor seating area upgrade, which I'm very excited about. That will be a deck that wraps around our building, right on the Eisenbahn Trail. It'll be a beautiful place to sit with friends over a cup of coffee. And so if you're excited about those things or you want to learn more about them, we have that information on both of our websites, thevolunteernow.net for the Volunteer Center and socialgoodbrews.org, and that is the Hub's website. Or you can stop in at the Hub. We have a wall that we've dedicated to this fundraising campaign. You can see the proposed drawings of the deck there, and there's other information about the expansion project as well.
All right. And there are always events going on at the Hub.
Yeah, we're it's only going to grow from here when we finish that expansion project. But to help us get there, Blue Luna Yoga is doing a yoga and coffee in the Hub. And Felicia is donating her time and her talents for this fundraiser. Our first date is coming up this Sunday, and that class is full. But we also have May 9th and June 13th coming up. Those are both Sundays
The class starts at 8 to 9. It's a $20 donation, but it includes a Hub drink coupon, too. It's a great class for all levels. You should bring a yoga mat and make sure you reserve your spot and make that donation to hold your spot because that first class really filled up quickly.
All right. That sounds good. And also, plans underway for Camp Superhero.
Yes. So you're right. Plans are underway. And it looks like a great, exciting year. Keep your eyes open on our social media, the Volunteer Center social media, and on our website for signups. They should go live in the next few days or weeks.
All right. And then some other workshops as well at the Hub.
Yes, we. I touched a little bit on this last time we talked. We at the Volunteer Center and in the Hub are setting up a new workshop thing called the Be Bold Workshops. And what that is, it's a little familiar. You'll see some things that you've seen before, but we're adding to that. There are things like power projects. Those are going to be in-person activities designed and hosted by the Volunteer Center in the Hub, and you're going to be working together to do a volunteer project or experience. The Giving Tree is a way to give back to the community, drives for our nonprofits for things that they need to keep moving forward with their mission. And Kindness Kits, they're a perfect on-call volunteer opportunity, utilizing pre-assembled kits that you can either do on site at the Hub or take home or bring to a book club meeting or a Girl Scout meeting to work on together. They will be for sale in the Hub, and you'll see Kindness Kits starting as soon as April. So keep an eye on our social media.
All right. Sounds good. Well, let's bring Rana back in as well and talk about some needs of the week and some nonprofit highlights.
Okay. Yeah. The first one I'll hear is join Chicks for a Cause at Slinger Speedway for an exciting night of car racing for a cause. Each year, this annual event raises thousands of dollars to provide financial support to area cancer fighters. This is actually a very neat event. I've attended most years. Volunteers are needed to help sell 50-50 tickets, sell bucket raffle tickets, and help in the bar area. All volunteers will receive free admission and a T-shirt. Well, you can't go wrong with a T-shirt.
Right.
Volunteers can be 16 to sell raffle tickets and 18 to work in the bar. If anyone is able to stay once the event is over, we could use a few hands to help with takedown.
Oh, yeah, because
no
there's...
No kidding. Nobody wants to stick around for the end to help with the cleaning, but
yeah.
that's definitely a huge need, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
But I think it's really cool that it's going to be at Slinger Speedway this year.
Yeah, sounds like it'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So,
any excuse to drive fast, right?
Yes.
Yeah, let's move on to Casa Guadalupe. They're seeking individuals with intermediate knowledge of Spanish and a passion for helping kids to learn, and it's part of their after-school Read to Succeed program. You'll be virtually helping Hispanic elementary or middle school students in the Hartford School District, whose first language is Spanish. You'll be helping them with their reading skills as well as helping with their homework. This is a virtual program, and it currently meets on Mondays from 3:30 to 5 p.m.
All right. And Rhonda, do you have another?
Yeah. Interfaith Caregivers of Washington County is looking for kind, compassionate, reliable volunteers to assist seniors in Washington County. It looks like they could use some help with transportation to medical appointments, grocery shopping, minor yard maintenance, lighthouse cleaning, in-home phone visits, snow shoveling, et cetera. It sounds like it's just being a good neighbor.
Yeah, it does. Let's hope they don't need any snow shoveling.
Good neighbor activities, right? Yeah, good neighbor.
Maybe a good neighbor to
a senior citizen.
I will bet that the snow shoveling opportunity will quickly change to grass cutting.
I'm thinking.
Probably. Yeah,
before long, for sure. So, all right, Michelle, one more.
Definitely.
Yes, Horizon Home Care and Hospice. They're looking for a few beautiful souls to volunteer at their Kathy Hospice inpatient unit. If you enjoy meeting new people and are interested in providing a helping hand to their loving nursing staff, then this would be a perfect role for you. As a hospice companion, you will be well prepared to serve the needs of the patients and the families, and you truly will feel like part of the CAPI Hospice team. It should also be noted, that their volunteer program is very flexible, and whether you are retired and have a lot of time on your hands, there's a lot of extra time on your hands, or if you're extremely busy and you feel like you just want to give back to the community but don't have a lot of time, that they can work with your schedule. So this looks like a very flexible and important opportunity.
And there are four different opportunities there, but if perhaps those are not exactly what you're looking for, I'll bet there's another place where you could find more than 200 volunteer opportunities in Washington County.
There are, and the list is growing daily with new opportunities. That place that you can look is our website, volunteernow.net. Most of the places on the website that the word volunteer shows up, it is a clickable link that will take you to that list of volunteer opportunities.
All right. Sounds good. And again, let's give them the location and phone number for the Volunteer Center in the Hub.
Right. We're at 303 Water Street in West Bend, Wisconsin. That's right near downtown. And the phone number at the Volunteer Center is 262-338-8256. And we're always happy to have a conversation.
All right. And Rhonna Corliss, the contact information again for Elevate for people who want to find out more about programs you offer or perhaps get involved in any other ways.
Yeah, the main line number is 262-677-2216. That gets to both the River Shores location and the Jackson location. And then our website, of course, covers everything that you could possibly need at www.elevateu.org.
All right. Well, thank you both for joining us. Hey, it actually looks a little brighter outside. I'm good with that.
Wonderful. Yeah.
All right. Thank you both. Hey, have a great day.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Rick.